This is the Better Life, Better Work show, and I'm your host, Allison Crow. I'm an intuitive life and business coach and an irreverent priestess with modern soul medicine for the everyday extraordinary woman or man, and I'm here to help you create better life and better work. This show covers topics on thinking and mindset, business and life strategy, and of course, spirituality and energetics as well. You're listening to the Better Life, Better Work show. More is not better, better is better. Well, hello, my self-employed friends and colleagues and listeners all over the world. You guys realize you're all over the world, right? That makes me so happy. I have a fun little map that shares with me all the different countries. There's somebody in Japan that listens to this. Shout out to Japan. Thank you. All right, you guys, this is episode number 28, and it's specifically for my self-employed friends. So here's a little bit of the setup of how this came up. This is actually inspired by something that I wrote on the last working day of 2017. And this morning, I woke up to a wonderful message from a client of mine in Portugal who had sent me a message sharing some things that she appreciated about me and that she had tried to go look for a video that I had shared once before called Stripping Down to Your Authentic Self. And she wanted me to know that she had hired me because she saw that video and that she had seen me, she had known about me from our communities, but when she saw that video, she knew she would spend lots of money working with me. She knew that she would hire me privately to work with me. And she was like, that video needs to be everywhere. Where is it? And so this morning I went and dug that video up. I did put it on the front page of my website. And I put it front and center on my business page and I uploaded it to my personal page on Facebook. So thank you, Madalena, for that inspiration. And she had wanted to share the impact of that video and really wanted to get across that seeing it was not only inspiring to her, but that it had a monetary value to her. And it's funny because as I went to go put it on my website and as I shared it and I uploaded it to Facebook, I felt a twinge of doubt. That little voice in my head that was like, oh my God, Allison, you're so overexposed. All you do is share your heart and show your work. People are sick of it. And I know that's not true. I know that's part of what we all do, but man, that voice got me. And I soothed it. I just was there, meanie voice, quit being so mean. And I got up from my desk this morning and I went in to take a shower and get ready for the day. P.S. I cut my own bangs today. Thumbs up. Okay. I know. I don't know why I tell you these funny things because I want this to be, I know why I tell you these funny things because I want this to be like a conversation of you and I hanging out together. And that's just how it is. Anyways, as I was getting ready this morning, I just had this deep remembering and I wanted to share this with you. I wanted it to be more than a Facebook post. I want it to be something that is imprinted. I want to remind you how much I appreciate you and how much the world needs you. So with that, this episode is called Cheers to All My Self-Employed Friends. Cheers to all my self-employed friends and colleagues and those transitioning to self-employment. I wrote this on the last business day of 2017. I celebrate you. I celebrate your mind and your heart and your actions. I celebrate you sharing your heart and showing your work, especially on social media. Sometimes our families and personal friends hide us or dismiss our work posts between photos of the kids and dogs and vacations and food. And God knows they rarely share or applaud our work, often seeing it as oversharing and annoying rather than encouraging or supporting us. But I see you. I see you sharing your voice. I see you putting your creativity out in the world so that you can not only share your work, but also support your families. This is not just a job for you. It's your heart and soul work, and it takes guts. Guts that many don't understand. I know that you are often all the employees of your small company. You're the boss, the admin, the marketing, the sales, the copywriter, the IT and web developer. You're the photographer, the bookkeeper, and the janitor. And if you do have support, you're the HR manager too. Well done, badass. I celebrate you. I celebrate you for continually learning and doing professional development at your own expense. I celebrate you for solving tons of problems every single day. I celebrate you for managing your thoughts when the weekly freakout and doubt show up. I cheer for all you do behind the scenes that no one ever sees. I celebrate and give a standing ovation to your experiments, to your risk, to your failures. I celebrate you staying in the game when it gets hard. I celebrate your success too. Well done on all accounts. I understand that it can be lonely, and sometimes when you post or share or make an offering, it can feel like crickets. And keep doing it. I think you're amazing and the world needs your work. Someone is listening. Most likely, they won't say a word, but your work is having an impact. It is contributing to mankind. Product or service, it matters. Cheers to you. And a special cheer and celebration of my husband, Bill Flanagan. After 29 years of a paycheck on the last workday of the month, my super and sexy talented husband has been putting himself out there as a writer. He's had over 45 pieces of work published and been paid for many of those. He's written 2 drafts of a screenplay and he's taught a writer's workshop for teenagers. He's experimented with new styles of writing. He's stretched his comfort zone. He's pitched his work over and over and over. He's been ignored, rejected, and accepted. Honey, I'm so proud of you. Welcome to the life of a self-employed small business owner. I'm so proud of what you are creating and what you've created. Keep up the good work. And if you're listening today and you're not self-employed, but you know or love someone who is, you liking, commenting, and sharing their work matters. You aren't obligated to, but even a thumbs up and a simple comment help expand something that is very dear and important to the self-employed creator and or service provider. Give a word of encouragement every now and then. It makes a monumental difference. If you are reading this or listening to this and have bought a product or a service from a small business owner, thank you doesn't even come close to our appreciation for you. You make it possible for us to do work we love. Cheers. Really stop and think for a moment. Take this time to give yourself a little bit of credit. I want to give a shout out to Kay Blon. She's like a super fan of my podcast and somebody that is not only a close friend and colleague, well, not only a colleague and a coach, but also a close friend. And Kay and I talk every other Friday morning. We do coaching together. And one of the things that she has said over and over and over and over and over to me is she points me in the direction of seeing what I have done well. My love, if you are listening, please know that your brain most likely will tell you you're not enough, and that's not true. That's just the small thinking self that's trying to keep you alive. And the reality is, you've done really well. And I want to encourage you today to notice what you have done. I want you to know I see you. I want you to know that someone sees you. I've had many experiments with my business, with my database. I remember sometimes sending a message out to my email list. And I wasn't selling anything, but I asked a question. I was asking a question for research for a class that I was teaching. I was teaching the class called Share Your Heart, Show Your Work, and which is about using online to be you, to sell your product or service in a way that feels very authentic and not so schmeezy, schmizy. Well, I don't even have a word for it, but in a way that feels more human marketing. And I had asked, I was like, if you're somebody that watches and haven't commented or haven't liked, can you help me understand a little bit about what keeps you in the voyeur state? And it was interesting. I got all kinds of responses, but it was so fun and such proof that people are watching. I sent out this email. There was no sales in it. There was no invitation. There was no invitation to work with me. And this one woman, her name is Mimi. And Mimi wrote back and said, I've been watching everything you do for 6 years. I've never hit like, I've never made a comment, but I have seen every post you've ever done, listened to everything you've done, watched every video, and now I'd like to hire you for your 13-month program. I was dumbfounded. And it was just proof. It was proof. It was evidence that people are listening. They are paying attention. So keep going. I know that you do this for a few different reasons. And one of the reasons is it's work you can't not do. And the other reason is to support your family. A story about my sister. I remember one time when I was a realtor. So I was a realtor in the 2000s and in the early 2000s. And my sister and her husband had bought and sold a house with me. And they were going to be selling their second house and they wanted a discount. And I'm such a bitch. I didn't want to give them a discount. And so they hired another realtor and it caused a rift between us. They didn't understand. And as a realtor, I didn't have room in my budget to give a discount. It's a lot of work. It's a lot of money. And I don't ask for discounts from my friends and from my family. I want to pay them their fees. And it was a little bit of a contentious time. They ended up not selling that house and staying there for a while, although they had listed with another realtor. And a few years later, my sister came back. At the time, she had started selling premier jewelry. She was in a network marketing company, and she was really excited about doing the jewelry. And she and her husband came to me one day and said, "We owe you an apology. We are so sorry that we asked you to discount us. And we want to say that we now understood what we didn't understand before," because they were now self-employed. And at the meanwhile, my brother-in-law was also becoming a therapist, a licensed therapist. And so it was so, I really appreciated how they moved from not understanding to understanding. Like, the people who are not self-employed and have never experienced the risk, the way your mind doesn't shut off, the people who've never done that before might not have an understanding. And so we want to give them grace. We want to give them grace and we want to hold our own. And it was just a really sweet example when they came to me and apologized. And it was so cute because they did hire me to sell their house and they wanted to pay me full commission. It was a really sweet turnaround and I was able to sell their house and I enjoyed and received every bit of money they paid me to do that. And they were happy to pay because now they understood. They had walked a mile in my own shoes as self-employed people and they know what goes on behind the curtain. And so today, because I have a platform and a voice, I didn't want to teach you something. I didn't want to give you more wisdom. I wanted to give you acknowledgement. I wanted to say, look how far you've come. I wanted to say, keep going. I wanted to say, your work matters. I wanted to say, don't quit. If you're tired, exhausted, discouraged, just rest. don't quit. I wanted to say, well done, badass. I love you. I appreciate you. Keep up the great work. Thanks so much for taking the time to listen. I do want to let you know about two things. Always, 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 I want to let you know about Soulful Success School for Life and Business, www.soulfullsuccess.info. Now, if you're sneaky, sneaky, you can scroll down on the page past the thing that says the doors are closed. And if you're listening and you want to come in now, while it's not necessarily open to the greater public, that's how you get into the secret club. Scroll down below the wait list and look at the program information. And then the other thing that has more sense of urgency is I want to let you know about Camp Starheart. Camp Starheart is a chance to come and spend time with me live. Come retreat, come relax, come learn, come laugh, come play, come dance, come connect with other members of my community. I'm also having Sarah Ballard come and lead Koya every single day, and she's going to be one of my featured speakers. Varian Brandon is one of my speakered features. She's one of my speakered features. I love that. My featured speakers. And so is Isabel Tierney. You can find out more about the event at www.campstarheart.com. And right now, through at least the end of January, tickets are $334 cheaper. So save $334 by getting an early bird ticket. There's also an option for a payment plan. That's www.campstarheart.com. Honestly, I don't know how to explain this event to you. It's not like something anybody else does. It was so fun because one of my new clients wants to help me with a part of it, and she wants to help me with some planning, and she hasn't been to the event yet. And I was explaining to her, darling, I don't know how to explain it to you. It's not like anything else. I am not the typical person who you see online marketing, and I don't run typical events. And it's just different. That's why we call it camp, because it's not an event. It's not an award, or it's not a intensive, and it's not a workshop, and it's not a conference. It's a little bit of all those things with a whole lot of magic. I promise you will get value out of it. I promise you will be seen and heard and witnessed, and you will receive connection. I promise it will be something that revitalizes you. So I'd encourage you to come and spend time. Most of the people who come are women. There are a few men that come, which I love and so appreciate. The theme this year is the too much woman. We're going to be talking about our too muchness, about how do we move forward in a world where we either feel not enough or too much. And I know that this is very common for women and men. So that's what we'll be playing with and talking about at Camp Starheart. Thanks for taking the time to listen, to let me invite you. Again, if you're listening and you take a screenshot, I had so much fun last time, take a screenshot of you listening to the podcast, mention either hashtag Better Life, Better Work Show, hashtag Better Life, Better Work, or tag me, Allison Crow, or Allison_Crow on Instagram, and I will reply to every single one who tags that they are listening to this podcast. The other thing I'd love for you to do is tag somebody specifically in this podcast that you want to say cheers to, that you want to celebrate for being self-employed. Remember, you're a badass. Keep going. This show is Leroy Brown and Clementine approved. They're here to encourage you to think about adopting before you shop for your next pet. More is not better, better is better.